Cha-ching! That's the sound of a new sale when you use Shopify, the all-in-one e-commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Covering all your sales channels, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com.au/dill to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/dyl, all lowercase. Hey guys, Dill here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't.
Clubby Sports.
Oh, man, that was one hell of a weekend. Who knew we just recorded The Hangover Part 4 in Perth? Who's Bradley Cooper?
Me.
You're Zach Galifianakis.
No way.
You're the dentist.
Yes, Duke.
I'm Bradley Cooper.
I'm Duke.
Actually, I was the guy who got turned and got lost.
You were Doug.
I don't remember shit.
You were Doug.
I was Doug. Oh, Perth. You did it to us, ladies and gentlemen. Crack it. Oh, that brings back memories. That brings back memories, doesn't it? I don't have one, but
that brings back memories as well.
Very good. I'm fucking hungover, man.
Man, I'm hungover.
I'm actually not hungover.
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, you got youth on your side.
What a weekend.
Unbelievable.
Mental. Wasn't it? For those out who don't know, who weren't on TikTok, or because we blew up. We're in Perth. Daff Live Show.
Unbelievable.
It just went like that.
Didn't it?
New friends. Great memories.
Beers.
Couple of beers.
Only a couple.
A few pizzas.
Live show. A couple pizzas. A lot of Hungry Jacks.
A lot of HJs.
A lot of Hungry Jacks.
Yeah. A few Red Rock Delis.
Oh, a couple of Red Rock Delis. A few Swan Drafts.
Some chicken treat.
Some chicken treat.
Oh.
Acai bowls.
Oh, they were the best.
They were good. And then beers. Did we mention them?
Oh!
No, it was an awesome trip. All right, let's get into it. But, Das, how are you?
I'm good, mate. Yeah. I'm really good.
Moff?
I'm great. It's been unreal.
Yeah.
What a weekend.
I feel like us three are sort of just like, you know, we walk in and we got our, you know, gags. No one else can sort of fit into
them. No one else understands.
They don't get it. If you weren't in Perth, you don't get it. But today, I hope everyone out there that's listening does. As I mentioned, we just got back from Perth. We had our live show over there. Run through the weekend that we did. So, what? We got in on Friday morning. We went straight to Ollie, who, big shout out to Ollie and Jamie and the rest of the crew there at Ollie. Jeez, didn't we have some fun with them?
Unbelievable. They looked after us.
It was like I don't know if we actually did this or it was in my dream that we did this, but I feel like at one stage at the Sea Paradisa, I got up, smashed my glass, cut my hand open with blood. And then Ollie just got up, did the same thing. And then we just smashed hands and we're like,
blood brothers for life.
And blood business for life. And then you guys all did the same
thing. We did the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I woke up with that bloody hand.
It's healed now, but it was good fun. So we went there. Then we checked into our hotel, our apartment. Big thanks to our Airbnb hostess. I think her name was Brooke.
Oh, Peter. No, it was Brooke Peter. Or Peter.
Peter and Grant.
Yeah. Peter and Grant. Yeah.
Yeah. So Brooke was great. And yeah, we sat at City Beach, which is absolutely God's country. We're about 200 metres from the beach. We had a swim at City Beach every day. That's a beautiful beach.
How do you rank the Perth beaches?
Up
compared
there.
To
Sydney,
Port Melbourne.
Oh, Port Melbourne. Oh. Just behind St Kilda. Yeah, just. Nah, it's another level over there. It's hard to even split them from the Sydney beaches, to be honest.
That good.
The only thing I will say about the Sydney beaches is I love that they're very coved.
Yep.
So like they're like a kilometre long, 100 metres long. Whereas it scared the shit out of me when we did walk south of City Beach, and you walk there, and we walked to the beach, and we saw one person.
Yeah.
And I was like, That's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to swim where there's no one.
Mm-mm. No, not in Perth. We went and found the flags.
Then we went straight to the flags where the nippers were.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that there was lifeguards. Because the beaches there are crazy. Like, you walk in, they just drop off straight away.
Yeah. And they got the bloody Frio Doctor.
Oh, we learned about that. But we didn't really witness it too much.
No, not the first 2 days was just unbelievable.
Anyway, enough about the beaches. We did that. Then on the Friday night, we went and saw Kick It Forward. Josh Garlop, Harry, and Giorgio there, Kick It Forward. They had their live show, which was awesome.
Big crowd, that one.
That was a much bigger crowd than ours, wasn't it?
Yeah, they let us know about it.
Yeah, they own Perth. Awesome show. I think they actually do have some, but unlike us, they don't really sell out though. So they have some more sort of tickets available if anyone wants to get to their Melbourne or Adelaide show. And then the next morning, we did a run club around
The Camfield.
So we did it around like Perth Optus Stadium, which was beautiful.
A few sore heads.
There were some sore heads that morning. Oh, go back. We went to, if anyone is in WA, we went to
Pika Bar that night. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a good place.
If those walls could talk. They'd tell some stories.
They would tell some stories. And then we did our run club. Then that day we sort of chilled out, went to the beach again, got ready for the live show, which I was a bit nervous about.
Because we had prepared a good show,
but it was like just hard to know what to do. Yeah. Because, we learned a lot from it. And to be honest, I was actually really, really happy with the show. Like,
went really well.
The show was awesome. We had Xavier Ellison, Josh Garlop up on stage.
Josh up there?
The reason Dusty says that is Zave and I were probably dominating the conversation, and poor Josh couldn't get a word in, but. It was an awesome show and genuinely incredible just to see everyone. Like, cannot thank the community enough for showing up and getting out there. And like, all jokes aside, it was incredible, wasn't it? Like, even you two were signing T-shirts.
Oh, Darcy was signing.
You signed a T-shirt.
You signed it. Don't deny it.
You both signed T-shirts.
Darcy was going around writing "Handsome Darcy" on
he actually was.
I signed Azza's chest at one point.
Big Azza was about to be best on for the weekend, wasn't he?
He was good. I
can guarantee you'll be listening to this.
Yeah, he will.
Azza, the best PT in Perth, did not leave out. He could be the best tagger in Perth. He did not leave our side the whole weekend,
which we genuinely loved it.
And he loved it too. He goes, "Yeah, can't get rid of me." He was so good. He just came everywhere. He came everywhere. I was so confused at what team he supported.
Yeah,
he would have like a Carlton cap on, then he'd have like Giant shorts on, the next day had a West Coast cap on.
Just love the game.
I noticed something over there. People in WA wear other teams' tops. Yeah. Like, I'd always just be making conversation, like at the run club, there was a guy rocked up, he was in a Carlton top. And I'm like, "Oh, you go for the Blues?" He goes, "No, I go for Saints." I was like, "But it's a Carlton top." He goes, "Yeah, no, I just liked it." I was like, "That is so strange."
Yeah.
Like, that they're doing that. But I'm all for it.
Azza was actually telling me, because he was wearing Blues shorts and a Giants hat. He goes, "Yeah, I was just at the shops and the Blues shorts were going for $4 in the bin." So I was like, "Yeah, I grabbed two of those."
That's fantastic. But it was an unbelievable trip, to be completely honest. And maybe the pop-up at Ollie too. And there actually is the collaboration still going till Friday. Ollie said it's the best club he's ever done in his life.
Did he say that?
Really?
No, but I'm assuming hopefully it is. But he said it's gone extremely well. They've sold out of like 99% of it. There's a few bits and pieces left online. So if you want to go on ollie.com.au.
Ollie Clothing.
Ollie Clothing. Yeah, Ollie
we
Clothing.
We actually had a go at printing our own tees.
Yeah, we did.
I won that.
So are they for sale as well?
Not those ones.
Okay.
No, fair enough. We auctioned them off. But no, that was it was an incredible trip and so much to talk about. I'd love to go back to Perth. Jeez, I'd love to. I sent just so many photos and called her and I was like, "You know, we've got to get over here," and she's like, "We're not moving to Perth." Because every time I go somewhere, I want to move there.
Mm.
I could live there.
You reckon?
Yeah, I loved it.
City Beach.
Where would you live? City Beach.
I've thought about this a lot.
Cot.
I'd live in
Northbridge.
Leederville. I liked Highgate. Highgate.
Which one was Highgate?
Highgate was when we got the coffee at Parkside.
Was that Northbridge or Highgate?
Highgate.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. That was really like Collingwood, Fitzroy vibes down there.
But it's almost like if you weren't, we were staying in City Beach and we were 200 metres from the water. If you weren't in walking distance of the beach, you're nearly better off staying in like Northbridge or Highgate,
yeah,
I reckon.
True.
Everything's 20 minutes away.
It literally is. I reckon we spent 99% of our time on Oceanic Drive.
Yeah.
We just drove the same road every day.
It was unbelievable.
There's plenty of content to come. We've got the vlogs coming, I'm assuming.
Are we going to release that?
We'll put them out
next year. For the when we go back next year. So that'll be a bit of a...
You don't want to rush good content. Like
Exactly. They've got some great content creators over there, actually.
They actually do.
Like
Anna from
Anna
Ollie.
From Ollie. She was... She, pumping out content.
The reason these boys are joking is I always get into them about taking forever to get clips out, and Will there at Ollie, and Anna was there for like literally 10 minutes and she posted about four clips. And I was like, is that possible for you guys? Like, there's two of you and you've done one clip in 3 days, and Anna's one. She works part-time and she's done 14 clips. And I'd actually also done, I think I did 14 TikToks myself.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, you either have it or you don't.
So you're born with it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So me and Anna and I, sorry, are born with it, and you two are...
But that's rare. Like, you and Anna have, like, a couple out of not many in the world.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Speaking I reckon Asa got out more clips than you guys.
Yeah, Asa was pretty active on the socials.
If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify, the e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase.
Top three things of Perth, what would you say? We're doing top threes, so.
We're doing
top
Perth threes? Of our trip.
Ooh,
I can do the trip.
Trip.
Okay, top threes of the trip.
Should we go 1-1-1?
Yeah.
I'll start us off with actually quite a nice moment.
Okay.
So your beautiful mum came to the live show.
She did.
And we gave her the mic towards the end of the show, and she got up and she said the most beautiful few words
she did.
I've heard. And Dill got very emotional. I had a little frog in the throat as well. Didn't. But she pretty much stood up and just said how amazing it was to see everyone in the room, and, you know, how much of an impact the podcast has had on, you know, the community and all that sort of stuff. She spoke really well, and it was a beautiful moment. You had a hug, a nice embrace.
It was beautiful. Was yes, and that was, I think, someone... Because it was an incredible show, and then I think one of the people from the crowd asked a question like, what's your favourite thing about Max or something like that, and then obviously that was going to get hard to talk about, and then spoke about mum as well, and then she got up, and yeah, it was beautiful. So very, very lucky to experience that. And it was crazy, like, you know, I sort of, as I do, like to throw sort of people under the bus with you guys there. I sort of did the same thing with mum, and I was like, you know, mum, see you guys, go and have a chat with her today, and she loved it. But yeah, thank you to all the people that did go up and chat to mum and sort of tell their stories and stuff like that. And she was she was pretty amazed. She said she just absolutely had the best night of her life and was good to chat to everyone, which was really cool. That would have to be probably my favourite moment as well.
It was really nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
My favourite moment was you were posting us getting ice cream on Instagram. So this is actually a very funny story. We're in the apartment and the Mr. Whippy Van's just like playing for maybe 500
meters. And you
don't
hear them anymore.
You don't hear me. And Dill got up like he was a little kid, like the exact same thing as you could imagine as a little kid would hear the van. We all run out and sprint up and go get the ice cream, and then he gives his phone to probably like a 10, 12-year-old girl. Like, can you take a photo?
She was like 17, I reckon.
Anyway, we got our photo, we get back, and he's just on this high. He's just had ice cream. It's been the best thing ever.
Double scoop with chocolate and nuts.
It was fucking good.
And then he's got back, whacked it straight up on the Instagram, but in the process, he's must have screenshotted a meme earlier about Taylor Swift, what Taylor Swift would do, getting a glass of water in the middle of the night, which is just this plane going through this house, and somehow it's made the carousel. When he's posted, me and Darcy have just swiped across and absolutely lost it. And it's still there if you go have
a
look.
It's still there, go have a look. That was a good meme.
That was very funny.
That was good fun. It was also fun because we were filming that and I forgot to pay. Remember we walked off? Because I was like, and the guy was just like, are you guys going to fucking pay? So anyway, we did pay. But that was really good. I haven't seen a Mr. Whippy Van in a long time.
No, neither.
It was really good too. One of my favourite things would have been, besides the live show, I reckon the going to the beaches.
Yeah.
Honestly, like just chilling out at we flew in, went to Ollie, did that big shoot, it was fucking like 40 degrees. Then we finally got back all the way to the apartment, checked in, walked to the beach and jumped in the water, and I was like the most refreshing thing I've ever felt.
No, it's one of the best, probably the best beach I've ever been to, if I'm being honest. Like,
fuck, it was good.
That, yeah, it was good. Such a good spot. I've actually got another one.
So do I.
After that, after we went to the beach on the first night, we had Ollie and Jamie come over for a few beers to watch the footy because I was pretty desperate to get back. Like,
oh, we know you were, mate. We know.
Like, the beach was nice, but like the Pies were playing, so.
Yeah, and it was a rough weekend for you because it was obviously like round one.
Pies and lows.
First home game for the Pies.
Yep. Unveiling of the flag.
Yep.
Unveiling of the flag. And you're in the cheer squad.
And yeah. You had to miss that round one because you are in the cheer squad.
I'm
the
in
Pies.
The cheer squad. I'm actually the grandson of a prominent figure of that. Chance.
So we were on like the perfect, beautiful beach in Perth, and you're like, "Hey guys,
hey, let's get back for the footy. We're in Perth on the best lads tour trip, and you're like trying to get up on your phone to watch the footy. It was disgusting. Anyway, so we get back,
put the blinds down, and order some pizzas. And I don't know if this is a Perth thing, but we get the pizzas. 5 pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
And they all came uncut.
Yeah. Is that a thing in Perth?
So I'm putting it out there. Is that a thing? Like, is that maybe a trend or?
Bloody good pizza place, though.
Yeah, really good.
Pizza. Unbelievable pizza. I think they just forgot to cut them. It was a good pizza, though. Very good pizza.
My second one. So we had the live show and then we went out after it.
Oh.
We went to, what was the name of the
place? Sea Paradiso.
Sea Paradiso. Really cool joint.
Red carpet. Big Maddie from Shelter.
Maddie from Shelter sort us out. And it was a really good night. And then at the end of the night, we're sort of sitting around this table. Everyone's just having a couple of beers. And this guy comes over.
This was fucked.
Did he point to me and you?
He obviously had a few drinks. Firstly, he came over and he like gave us 3/4 of a beer. And he's like, "Here, boys, have this. I haven't done anything to it." And we're like, "Oh, cheers, mate." Then like he just didn't go away. And he's mid-convo, out of nowhere. Like, me and you were just talking, and he goes, "You two are way too old to be here. You two look way too old to be here." And I'm like, mate, he was older than us. Like, and like, he was way older than us. So firstly, he's had a dig at us like that. Then he looks at me in disgust, and he goes, "And you look like the bloke from Dylan Friends." Like, as if it was the worst thing you could ever be called, was the guy from Dylan Friends. And I'm like, we're sitting there going, is this bloke serious? Yeah. Like, is he taking the piss or is he like not? Mate, he was dead serious. Yeah. Like, he had no idea who we were, nor the should he have, but he used me as a, like.
It's like an insult.
Insult on myself. And if you've ever had that to you, it's one of the worst feelings in the world.
It was pretty funny.
Man, it was the best.
It was fucked.
And you look like the guy from Dylan Friends.
But he wasn't saying it as in like, "Oh, like, hey, you look like the guy." Yeah. He's like, "Oh, and you look like the bloke from Dylan Friends."
Like, I was like, "Why would you want to look like
him?" Why the fuck would you want to look like him?
Oh, fuck.
Anyway, that was it. I'm happy that made your top 3.
That was so good.
I liked something you did on the first day, which was fucking strategic. It's probably something next time I'm on a lads trip I'm going to implement.
Yeah.
So, Dill, I think he must have set this up from the start. So, I get in the car, and Dill goes to me in the back seat, and he goes, "Oh, Moff, can you pass my wallet? It's just in the front zip of my bag." I'm like, "Yeah, pass me the wallet." Anyway,
I've actually got to pay Dusty back.
We get out of the car. Like, that's the first, last time I've seen the wallet. We get out of the car. Like, surely when
I've lost it again.
Yeah, when you get out of a place like a car at an airport or something, you're checking your phone, your wallet, whatever. Nah, we get on the plane, off the plane, we're in Perth. And Dill, like, so casually, is just like, "Oh, I think I left my wallet in the car." Yeah, definitely left my wallet. And this is right before we were going to, like, get our hire car. So, "Yeah, boys, I don't have my wallet." And, like, he didn't really even check his bag, and he was just blaming it on me because he's like, "Why the fuck would you get out my wallet?" He didn't say it like that. But we get in, and anyway, because I'm 22, I couldn't get the car. So, Darce has had to go and hire the car. And maybe an hour after he's hired the car and we're in the car and we're on the way to Ollie, Dill just goes, "Oh, yeah, boys, found my wallet." So
he's got history doing that.
I did the same thing in, where did we go again?
Manila.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I actually didn't bring my wallet on that one. But I just had to use Darcy's car the whole time.
In a different country.
In a different country.
There weren't that many international transactions. Well,
I just thought
it was fine.
In that country you could, like, it turns out Manila doesn't have PayPass.
No.
So, oh, no.
Yeah. Wasn't great.
But that was smart. Like, you got out of paying for that car. So.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there'll be an invoice or a tracking of that. Maybe not, though. What happened?
You got him at Swag one day, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was
Yeah, we're even.
Yeah, we're even. Okay, last thing for me, I think, would be, I reckon that night at Sea Paradiso, like after the big show, we're going to go home. I wanted to go home. You guys, you're like, oh, no, you're the star, mate. You just, like, you know, you just made everyone's, like, fucking life and shit. And I'm like, yeah, okay, we better go. So I went there. We had some beers again with Ollie, with Jamie, with the crew, with the Ollie crew, with us, with Josh, Garlett. And this DJ was playing, and I don't, like, I never go out anymore, and nor do I really want to at all, but it was just in one of those moods of, like, you know.
It was your birthday as well.
It was my birthday. Yeah, it was your birthday. I forgot about that. It was my birthday. And I actually had those moments when, like, the music was playing, and I was like, this is fucking sick.
Yeah.
Saw Nick Nat there, actually, too. We met Nick Nat.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
We met Nick Nat.
That was a cool movie, man.
It was just,
yeah. It was a hangover part four.
It literally, well, we're definitely feeling it.
Yo, aren't we, what?
My last one. Obviously, the pretty big Perth community. A lot of people who listen to the podcast, a lot of fans, we'll call them.
Yes.
We met one. Great guy. Haydos.
Haydos.
One of the rarest blokes you meet.
Oh, I love Haydos.
He's a mate of Ollie, isn't he? Like,
mate of Ollie.
I don't think Ollie likes to publicly say that.
No, yeah, he doesn't like to associate. But Haydos was, he's been prone to send you a DM in the past.
Yes.
So
Several.
He got up their message history, and I reckon for the last 3 years, Haydos has just been messaging deals, sending him, like, recommendations. He's like, watch The Bear, man. You love it. Listen to this song. Mate, love the podcast. And Deal has just not responded to any of them.
No, I've never seen any of them, and he is an incredible person, Haydos. We love him. I think he's coming to Melbourne soon, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think I told him he could stay in my place while he's here. No, it was very funny. Do you know what actually a really, really interesting part was? And just future reference to anyone when we do go to live shows, obviously we're going to gather around soon, is we met so many people. And, like, we chatted to every single person
Everyone,
we met. Yeah. Like, every person we met, we spoke to for a while. And what I ended up saying to them, because I'm like, oh, hey, mate, what's your name? Da-da-da. And then I'm like, you know what? What's your Instagram handle?
Hmm.
Because you see the names on there, right? And I've always been like, oh, fuck, imagine meeting this person.
Mm.
And then I'm like, when in those chats, they were like, oh, I'm, you know, this person on Instagram. I was like, oh, fuck, like, yeah. How are you? Like, we've spoken 10 times, but when you said their name, I didn't know the connection, so.
We also went and saw Boo Seeker for half an hour on Sunday night, which is pretty good. Tell them a story about how much the tickets cost.
So we rocked up, saw the last half of Boo Seeker. Said, how much tickets? She goes, $40. Oh, there's only half an hour though. I was like, how about we just go $20 each, Moff and I? And she's like, nah, sorry guys, $40 each.
She's bartering. Yeah, bartering.
So we were like, oh, whatever. So we just paid.
I'd gone home by this stage, by the way.
Yeah, you're in bed. And then Moff goes, just out of interest, like, how much were they at the start of the show? And she goes, yeah, they were $35. We're like, oh, fuck, okay.
So you're paying an extra $5 for the 20 minutes.
For the less.
Mm.
Best night of my life.
Interesting. All right. Anything else we need to talk about?
I reckon.
Honourable mention.
Honourable mention, yep.
We had someone on the podcast.
Nat Fyfe. Yeah, that was huge.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, he was unbelievable. He's still got that. Still got that. He's got that aura about him.
He's a big guy.
Mm.
Big guy.
Fyfe.
That's actually my favourite part.
Oh my God. This is so good.
You want me to tell it?
You tell it. I hate myself. Like, I think it went really well because when you get these big dogs in, you think, let's just not embarrass ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, have fun, present ourselves well. Like, we're in Perth. We're just trying to, like, get ourselves by. And in history, the last time this happened, we've been Sam Walsh game.
Yep.
And Moff booted over a water bottle, like, went to shake his hand, and I was like, sort of still going, oh fuck, like, just don't fuck this up, sort of thing. Anyway, you take it.
So there's certain guests that come in, and, like, you don't want to treat them like they're this superstar.
Treat them the same.
Treat them like a normal person.
Yeah, 100%.
There's also guests that you don't want to treat like they're your best mate. Like, there's this fine line of respect.
Yeah.
So we finished the pod went really well.
Yeah.
Dylan, Nat Fyfe just chatting.
A lot of Norway chatting there.
A lot of Norway chat. Yeah. That was weird.
I'll just be a precursor. If you think that show is going to be about footy, I can categorically tell you, I didn't. It could be of no fault of anyone else's but my own. It could be my worst effort of doing a good episode ever, but, like, I fucking loved it, if that makes sense. Like,
it was really good.
I was so intrigued about what we were talking about that I as it finished, I was like, I don't think I asked him about anything that anyone else would want to know.
Yeah, so if but you want to know about Freo, Ross Lyon, you know,
footy in general.
Yeah, maybe like listen to how he goes or something.
If you
want to
learn about
how cold the
India, how
Norwegian.
Cold the water is in Norway, mountain bikes in India.
Just resilience in general.
Yeah, just like anything that like, yeah.
Anyway. So anyway, the pod went really well.
And I loved it, by the way.
And then, you know, Fifey's going around saying, thanks, boys, thanks, went really well. See you, Dill. I said, see you, mate, thanks for coming in. And then Moff just goes up to him and just goes, thanks, Fife. And he was just like, okay.
Not even thanks. Like the... Like Nat or Fife.
No,
it was Fife. Thanks, Fife.
Thanks, Fife.
Like, it was like he was a 14-year-old boy, like, getting his jumper signed.
Thanks, Fife.
Thanks, Fife. He's like...
The worst part is I didn't even think about it. Like, Darcy's just straight away pissed himself. And, like, I couldn't even register, like, what I did wrong.
Yeah, the moment got to you.
To be... It wasn't even that. It was just probably a big 3 days and...
Yeah.
Fifey. But, yeah, we're good mates.
Just Fife.
We're good
just
mates.
Fife. Yeah, thanks, Fife.
Just Fife. No, it was fantastic. That was great. So that's that. Also, just to heads up, Gather Round is well and truly underway. We're heading there in 2 weeks, next Tuesday.
Yep, early April.
Maybe the Tuesday after. And that show is 99% sold out.
So are there any tickets left?
I think there's like 10.
Jesus.
Literally 10 tickets left. We've sold out 350 odd tickets, which is crazy. Crazy. So thank you. Can't tickets wait. Will be in the link, though, if you are, there's 10 left.
Yeah.
Might be gone by the time this comes out.
I'm going to buy them. Get rid of that.
Stay in.
All right, guys. I'm actually genuinely sick of talking. I feel like we've just spoken for the last, like...
We've been waffling.
Yeah.
Should we go have a beer?
Should we...
No. Not at all.
Should we shout-outs?
Shout-outs to who?
Kaz?
To
oh,
Kaz.
To the community.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Kaz. Big shout-out to Kaz. She was there the whole time as well. Absolute legend, absolute star, Kaz. We love her very, very much.
We love Ollie and
Jamie. We love Ollie and Jamie and Lissy
Hados.
And Anna, Hados.
Matt.
Jade. I'm trying to think of everyone. All the crew at Ollie.
All the crew at Ollie. And then the shelter boys,
Maddie
Kipps.
And Tom.
Tom.
Kick a forward, boys.
Nah, fuck them.
Fuck them. Giorgio took us to a nice acai
place. He did,
acai
place. In a acai bowl.
Really cheap. It was
daisies.
$34 for an acai bowl.
Daisies. And cottesloe.
I love that acai bowl as well.
Yeah, it was good. Azza. I'd give Azza a shout out and just everyone else. Bloody awesome. Anyway, we'll be back next week and can't wait to have another movie in Adelaide. I hope you guys are excited for us to come because we're going to drink all the beers again.
See you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends. And if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. We'll chat to you soon, ILYXX. Thank you so much. If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify, the e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase.